Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah, you already know. Freedom of Mind.
Should already know Murray Will, and that's L. You know, I got to give you the whole mariachi reference. Okay, so, hey, y'all, we got to talk about a real discussion, man. Some shit that happened over the past week. Crazy shit. The events that happened in Capitol Hill, that was just bizarre. And, you know, we feel the need to go over that, man, with our listeners. And that's just what it is, man. So any opening remarks that you have on that, L?
Bizarre, yes. It was mad. It was crazy. It was all types of shit. But listen, we know, you know, the most percent of that crowd was on the Caucasian side. Because there's a lot of shit minority do. And that's one of the shit we were taught from babies. Don't do that shit, because there's a thing called police and they don't like certain people. That's all I'm saying. Most police don't like certain people. So we knew not to do that bullshit or else we get hot one in the ass, a pellet or something. So definitely stay tuned. We got a lot more in the show. You already know, Freedom of Mind podcast. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you everybody for listening. Listen, hit them DMs, hit those emails, really tell us like what type of topics you want us to discuss. And if really you have a column that you really have like some things you need to get off your chest, please write to me, L, or Ray on the Freedom of Mind email and just ask us what you really want us to talk about or really need help with, advice with. You know what I'm saying? You could be a shorty, you could be a dude. We give advice to anybody, man. So, and we do it the Freedom of Mind way. We speak our mind and we let you really know how we feel about it and just, you know, give you that direction where to go. You know what I'm saying? You already know it's L.
Yeah. So, hey, tune in. We got a good show for y'all. Speak Your Mind is next.
What's up, y'all? You already know it's L. To speak my mind today, it was not really too much that I had to get off my chest. I'm really looking forward to 2021 as a proactive year. Not a lot of things that I would like to get off my chest, but it's a lot of things that I would like to help with in the world. And if that's as far as giving friendly advice or just being there to be a friend, I think we all need that type of person within our lives. I think everybody needs that type of support, that type of encouragement to keep going, right? We realize that most suicides that happen in the country, do we realize that most people that are failing in life or are recovering from drug exposure? You know, Ray, maybe I do have a lot of things on my mind today.
Yeah, spit it out, man.
A lot of people that are recovering and have to be rehabilitated, I mean, they're all alone, right? I think the willpower of somebody is very strong. I think we all underestimate ourselves. But we do always need that encouraging hand behind us. We always need that encouragingness that's going to encourage us to foresee any goals that we have. I think we all need that. I think our mind and our willpower is perfect. But if we don't have that type of backing, we can never get forward in this life, right? We're always going to be disappointed. We're always going to be feeling like a disappointment. So it really goes to show that we as humans, we need each other. And as far as needing each other, I feel that let's not beat each other. Let's not be each other. Let's be our oneself. But let's be with each other. Let's be together as a community. Because, yeah, we all need that. We all need that extra push in life, and there ain't nothing wrong with it. That's pretty much all I got to say today. I kind of like threw that out of left field. But I thank everybody for tuning in. We've had a great show, and we always are going to continue to give y'all great content and go further. Freedom of mind, y'all.
Out, but he's out.
Hey, y'all. Speak your mind here, Spray Will. And, of course, I got to talk about Trump. You know, Trump is the main guy that I like to pick on with a lot of my speak your mind segments. And, you know what would be interesting? I don't want to say cool because I don't want to be cruel like Bobby Brown. What would be interesting is if he went to jail, right? And you can't say he's too old because they threw Bill Cosby old ass in there. And it would be a trip if they were in the same cell. Like, you know, Bill Cosby telling jokes and shit. Pudding, dog. You know, he's like, hey, we can sell it. We can sell the pudding in jail. I know I could do it. We can make a deal. But anyhow.
Rudy.
Like Trump would be trying to con the fellow inmates. That's funny. And then they'll find out that toupee is like really a toupee. But it would be interesting. It would be interesting them even like capturing the guy. You know, they may have to make like an extraction. They gotta like force his ass out of the White House, you know, that would be interesting, right? And then they just like they showing the whole thing on like TMZ or something. You know, and they banned this guy from all of this stuff going on, right? Like the social media. Like to me, that's crazy. That's gotta be a first, man. A president gets banned from social media. You know, that's what the hell? You know, like he treat his Twitter like his personal diary, you know, like, you know, I don't know if anybody ever saw that show, Moesha, or maybe even Wonder Years, you know what I'm saying? Where he's like narrating how all this stuff that he did, and that's Trump, but he's doing it with Twitter. Like, it's like, bro, like a 15-year-old teenage girl does shit like that. Like, you know, like, bro, you know. But they banned him from that. I know that hit him, you know, that Twitter ban. And then I'm also seeing that companies is, you know, they cutting their ties with them. And, you know, and it's the bad look, man. You know, like, yeah, he is responsible for what happened in the nation's capital, man. Like, you're encouraging these people to go out to the Capitol and do some stupid shit, like. Yeah, you are responsible for that, man, and he should be charged for it. I think he should be charged for it criminally, but, you know, whatever. You know, that's not going to happen, but. And what's crazy, too, man, people take it for a joke, but, you know, him taking down that general, being responsible for that, and, you know, in Iran, I believe, Iran, and that ain't cool. So they want his ass for that. And America need to be like, they need to impeach Trump, cut ties with that guy, and be like, hell, y'all can have him. Shit, y'all do whatever y'all want to him. There you go. So it would be interesting, man. But yeah, Trump got to go, man. And he needs to be charged. And then also, those taxes that he didn't pay. See, y'all the motherfuckers didn't do my brother Boise Snipes in jail. Just threw the brother in jail. Right? No questions asked. Right? And he owed a lot of taxes, but he don't owe as many. He does not owe as near the taxes that Trump owed. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even come close. It don't even come close. You got ridiculous, homie. Like, it could probably help take care of our reparations up in this motherfucker, you know. Let's take the taxes that he owed and y'all give it to these motherfucking black people, you know. But, well, not, you know, it's more to it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, reparations, that'll be more money than that. You know, I'm just saying, you know, that's a start. Okay, y'all. So that's my speaking mind, man. Just picking on Trump a little bit. And, you know, something needs to be done about that guy, y'all. Yeah, what's good with it, y'all? We got to talk about it, man. We got to talk about those crazy ass events that happened on Capitol Hill, the Capitol. This shit was totally bizarre.
Shit was fucked up.
It was fucked up. You know, all that shit. Changes need to be made. Perception needs to be changed. Me, I'm always harping about, you know, races that are out there, and they need to reveal themselves and stop hiding. And, you know, because I feel that it's going to fix this country, or it's going to help fix this country. People may think that you can't change the way people are. You can't change races. I think you can. It's called holding them accountable, holding them responsible. You know, there were a lot of races, right? You know, white nationalists that were present at Capitol Hill, you know, just boldly going into, you know, this government building and just raiding it, literally raiding it. You know, it honestly kind of reminded me of like some straight up like conquering ass, you know, Christopher Columbus type shit, you know, Cortez going in there into the, Maya civilization, you know, going into the pyramids and just raiding some shit. I mean, honestly, you know, it reminded me of that. You know, it was that crazy. I definitely think that changes do need to be made. You know, so pretty much what sparked these cats was the win in Georgia, right? They won the Democratic seats, and these people got pissed off and decided to and that was a plot. And then it was obviously encouraged by Trump. You know, I'm hearing things or reading things about how he is being, you know, Trump is being warned to that he's got, you know, civil cases. Really, to me, it should be criminal. Like he made a speech beforehand, before these events, you know, like a day or whatever before the events, on the front lawn of the White House, pretty much encouraging people to go to Capitol Hill and storm it. He said it, and this is not the first time he's done this, where he's pretty much called people for action to do something. Remember during that debate between him and Biden, and he called out the Proud Boys. Like, I didn't even know who the fuck they were. Him, he endorsed them. You know, and then now we know who the Proud Boys are because of him. You know what I'm saying? So Trump, you know, and it's a trip with that situation. Like, you know, these people, Trump clearly does not give a shit about these people. You know, because before he became president, you know, like, he didn't talk about helping people and doing for people and for the community. He didn't talk about doing shit like that. He didn't give a fuck. All he talked about is money and making his money and making deals and all this shit. That's all he care about. He don't give a shit about people like that. Yeah, granted, he's a racist. He is. But as far as like giving a shit about the everyday person, he don't care. But he did it. He reached out to those certain kind of people because he knew it was a lot of them, and he just wanted to get votes. So he was going around campaigning or whatever, and he knew who to reach. He like, oh, we need to get rid of this wall, and we need to get rid of these illegal immigrants. Like, before that, he was not talking like that. He didn't give a shit. So, or at least publicly, he wasn't talking like that. You know, maybe somebody personally, you know, but publicly, he wasn't talking like that. And so He knew who to aim for, and then he did it, man. And then he got a huge following. And then people really start listening to what he had to say. He just kept feeding them to them. Like, keep in mind, people, this guy is a con artist. Remember? Hello? So he's a con artist. So he feeding to these people's brain, all these old racist ass rednecks. And it's a lot. There's millions of them. And they going right along with his bullshit. So what we have here is like this guy like literally like became a cult leader and didn't even, you know, he accidentally became a cult leader because they listen to every fucking thing he has to say. They'll do it. So this motherfucker called him out and said, hey, go to Capitol Hill. We lost the motherfucking, first of all, we lost the election. They cheated the election, which is bullshit. Like, bro, you lost fair and square. Take your happy ass on, you and your toupee, and go on, man. And so he's a fucking sore loser. And, you know, he went to all these courts or whatever. And they like, man, get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. Like, you lost. Get out of here. Scram. And these idiots really think that somebody cheated to vote. First of all, he cheated to get in. That whole Russian scandal was real. He cheated to get in this and to become president any fucking way. None of his minions ain't got nothing to say about that, though. This motherfucker cheated to get in there. Ain't that something, man? HBO documentary. So, like, this guy is like a straight up cheater from the get gate anyway. 2016 election. So, and then he talking about people cheated. No, what it was is that more people voted. People that usually didn't vote voted, which were minorities. A lot of minorities. Like, if you look at the demographics of the last vote or of the last election, you'll see that major cities voted more than ever. All the little peckerwood areas, that just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. You know what I'm saying? Listen, in each state, they have major cities and metropolitan areas. And in major cities and metropolitan areas are the most populated areas. Duh. So guess what? More of those people voted. So it was a lot of the more of like the Democratic and liberal white people, which is in the millions. And you got minorities. You know what I'm saying? Which is in the millions as well. You know what I'm saying? So you got places like even states that he won. Those major cities and metropolitan areas, they still voted blue. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think Florida was red, right? I think it was. But if you look at like Miami and, you know, the place like Tampa and all that or whatever, they went blue. But they're like, we're not voting for this guy. You know what I'm saying? Why the hell would a Hispanic vote for Trump? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, no, we're not. You didn't give a fuck about Puerto Rico. And he don't give a fuck about Mexico. So what the fuck we look like voting for this fucker? Fuck out of here. So, you know, no, they didn't. The majority of them didn't vote for him. Of course. You know what I'm saying? And then black people. Of course, black people, the majority of black people is not going to vote for that guy. Hell no. So, no, you can forget about that. Even the ones with money, even the rich ones, didn't vote for him. So no, fuck out of here. So it didn't happen, man. So that's what we have. So more Americans voted for Biden. It's clear. It's obvious. So just take this L and keep it pushing. No, they didn't want to do that. They want to go and they want to try to take over the country and or take over the government on some crazy ass shit. This is not Purge. Okay, stop it. This is not Terminator Salvation. Like, this motherfucker is crazy, man. You know, so perception needs to change, man. Stop acting a fucking ass. You know, first of all, channel into your own problems. You got a problem with somebody who's a different color than you. Point blank, period. You need to fix your problems. And I'm talking to the racists. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop going about it like, you know, or denying it and acting like it's not a big problem. When it really is, it's a big problem of being racist. Point blank, period. It's fucking shit up. Look, it's getting the best of you right now. Look at you. You're acting a fucking ass right now. You're about to destroy your country right now. You're on the verge of trying to destroy what you said is great or what you think is the best country ever. You're about to fuck that up because of your own fucking issue that you have with racism. That's how I look at it. It's that simple. It is. It's like a form of therapy. You know what I'm saying? Admit that you have an issue. Let me give you another example. I was just watching this this documentary. It's called White Lies. I'm pretty sure it's been out for a few years or whatever, because I've heard of it. I just never really watched it. But I watched it on, I think it was on, it was either on Prime. I think it was on Prime. I was watching it on Amazon Prime. But anyhow, either Netflix or Prime. Anyhow. So, you know, it was about this black girl. And it was clear she was black. And she was raised by this white Jewish family. And they didn't tell her. Her mom didn't tell her. Her father didn't tell her that she was really black. So she trying to figure shit out. Like, she grew up thinking that she was white. She grew up as a white Jew. That's how she grew up. And she going around acting like she white. It's like, sweetie, you're not white. Look at you. You know what I'm saying? Not only did she have the darker skin, I mean, she had the hips. She had the lips, the hair. Like, it was like, sweetie, like, you know. And it took a few sources to help her realize it, to spark that light in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, she had this boyfriend in high school, and he was multiracial. And he was like, this is absurd. Like, come on now. I knew that from the jump when I met you in high school. Like, yeah, you're mixed. Like, that whole thing. And her father, growing up, well, the guy that raised her, Jewish, white Jewish guy, he told her that he had a grandfather that was Italian or whatever, and he had a Moorish look to him and all that or whatever. Her boyfriend was like, that's some bullshit. Like, stop it. That was generations ago. Whatever his explanation was, like, that's just absurd. Stop it. This was like straight up direct. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to have features like that. You may have a little bit of black features, but you ain't going to be looking like that. Okay, like, sweetie, you look black. Right? So, and then it took, you know, she went to college, and the college labeled her as black. They're like, sweetie, you black. So that kind of sparked a little bit off of her or whatever, right? And then she was around the black community, and she started feeling real comfortable around the black community, like, for some reason. Like, she just felt like just right in place. And then she finally asked her mom, and she had to, like, really get it out of her mom. Her mom did not want to tell her, and her mom finally admitted, like, she had an affair with a black guy, with this street ball basketball legend from New York. You know what I'm saying? So, and then she already didn't met the guy. Her mom had dinner with the guy a long time ago. She already didn't met the guy. She's staring right at her father and didn't even know it. Ain't that crazy? And then the mom side of the family, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, one of the aunts knew. You know what I'm saying? She was there when it was kind of messing around, and she didn't even tell her. So it's like, damn, that's fucked up. Like, you know, so she fucked up. Like, she's kind of, really, honestly, she was traumatized. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? And then the dad that raised her, you know, him and her mom had problems or whatever. They ended up divorcing and all that or whatever. And he ain't never really told her, but, you know, he could tell, he was always skeptical. He's like, this ain't my motherfucking daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's black. Like, no, that's not my daughter, you know, but he raised her. But then, like, eventually, like, he kind of just went away from out of her life. And then the father that she didn't know, the DNA, you know, he ended up dying. So it's like, man, I didn't finish watching the documentary, but I probably watched like an hour of it or whatever, and it was still on or whatever. I got tired and I went to sleep, eventually went to sleep. But the point is, you know, during the time, like, they were like really denial about what she was, and like the family, the white family, she was around. Like, I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to make it seem like people was better than the other. I'm telling you this. Listen, y'all, listen, this is the truth. A black family would have been told her ass, sweetie, yo, that ain't your daddy, okay? Like, I mean, I'm just keeping it real. That's not your daddy. I'm sorry. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? The mama would have been like, that's not your daddy. You know, I kind of messed around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? On your daddy. One time I was mad at the nigga and all that. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. The mama, the white mama, was like, she wanted to keep that pride in there. She was like, nah, I don't want to admit that I was being a little hoe. I was being a little slut at the time. I like this nigga. This nigga, you know what I'm saying, laid it on me, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Actually, the nigga, we didn't fuck a few times. You know what I'm saying? The black pipe was good. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just be real. You know, shit. I mean, it is what it is, you know? And, you know, but then, like, now you didn't traumatize your daughter because you didn't want to tell her because of your pride. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be this perfect white chick. And it fucked you up. It fucked your whole family up. So quit being fake and phony. Quit being denial and just keep it real. It's therapeutic. It's going to help you, because look at this. Racism is going to get, it's being used against you now. It's being used against you because your ass can't fix your problem. Go ahead and spit out a mail, man. I can go all day about this, man. What you got to say about Capitol Hill, man, and events?
I just got to say that shit was crazy.
And I was really not paying attention to it till I read the article. And I was like, I was thinking in my head, I said, a lot of times in history, we've seen the government fight back with their National Guards and, you know, out there in the field, unsportsmanlike conduct in a way, because the police just, the brutality, right? Over these many protests that have been civil in the country and these many groups that have been civil in the country. We can go back to the Black Panther Party. We can even go to the Fruit of Islam. It's mind-boggling to me when I see that. I see a march on Capitol Hill, and there's a lot of Caucasian folks. They have their rifles, they all this type shit going on, and the situation is handled, well, delicately in a way. I mean, I know a few have died in the process, but the situation was taken as delicate as possible. Like, these crazy motherfuckers, they stormed all the way to through to the Capitol Hill, the main room. I forget what it's, the House of Chambers. There we go, the House of Chambers. So I'm sitting there like, damn, these motherfuckers is crazy as hell. And just to see that this situation was not taken extremely, as if you would see a Black or a minority group protest and they were storming the Capitol, shit would be different. So it's come to me that there's no balance in this country, speaking for the U.S. in general. On the situation, I say, me personally, it's only 4 years. You really want to change something? Try to change things with civil rest, which is what's supposed to be done in a democratic country that we have now with Biden being in office. There's ways to do it on their end. So I would suggest just wait the 4 years, see what happens, or try to get the man impeached. But it really doesn't come to terms as a serious issue. Like, we got more pressing issues going on in this country than to really give a fuck about who's in office, because regardless of who's in office, they still gonna fuck shit up. Biden hasn't done too good. Kamala Harris, don't get me started. I mean, she's one of the reasons why we had the most convictions in California, if I'm not mistaken. So no matter who's in office, it's still, we got 4 years of, let's see what will happen, or we can impeach. There's many other pressing issues that I feel should have been stormed and pressed upon the Senate. I'm talking about these stimulus checks that still haven't been passed or processed through. Get that shit done. I mean, it's been 8 or 9 months since the last one. I feel that there's more pressing issues than who's in the House right now. I feel that a lot of people that don't study politics need to really study the checks and balances, the system that is done in the U.S., frankly, is between Democrats and Republicans. It doesn't really matter who's in the House, right? When bills get passed through the Senate, those two parties are still battling it out to say, oh, I don't want this passed, or the other side might want it passed. See what I'm saying? I think a lot of people that are doing things like we see the situation at Capitol Hill, I think some of those people are not really knowledgeable about what's going on or the checks and balances of this country, how this country rules. So that's my opinion on that. And a few other things. like the pressing issue of stimulus checks and this COVID-19 that's going on. I mean, 2021 has just started. Let's restart, everybody. Let's have high hopes for this new year. Whether you're on one side of the fence or another, you see what's going on in the UK. You see how the vaccines have affected people. Shout out to everybody in the UK, man. You see how things happen over there, right, with the vaccine. So that's why I'm kind of like on the offsides with it. Of course, in the US, our economic downturn will require a lot of Americans that need the checks when they're not getting it. And definitely not getting it in a timely fashion. Bottom line, for 2021, I want to make the listeners understand and the audience to really listen and pay attention. What I want you guys to do is set a goal for this year, since this year it starts a decade. So we got to say, where are we going to be in 2031, 10 years from now, you know? So we need to set goals short term and long term. So short term for this year and, you know, long term for the next 10. I think that's what we really need to focus on. I think we need to be steadily fast, because 2021 is going to go by us as quick as 2020. Don't sit around. Don't wait. And do things really responsible when you get assistance from your government. Do things responsible with that money. Don't go off, fuck it off, and spend it. Do things that you have to do. Pay bills ahead of time. Do things that is a little bit more responsible. I think you have a very better decade. Thank you guys for listening. You already know it's L.
Yeah, so, you know, so how many deaths were there during that event? What, like four?
Four or five. Seven.
Let me see. Search, listeners. Looks like five deaths. That's crazy. And then, like, FBI is like making arrests. What, they have been making arrests, you know. I'm like, why didn't you arrest those cats when they were there? You know, why are you waiting? You know, I thought that was a little strange. I guess they didn't take it seriously at the moment, right? Motherfuckers is dying. Oh well, you know, fuck it. You know, their lives are more valuable and precious than black lives. That's for damn sure. And then Trump, man, how he's going about it, man? It's nonchalant. Really, he's praising these people. You know, that guy, man.
You were going mad over there, man.
I'm what?
You going mad? You going crazy?
Nah, man. I mean, I'm just trying to tell it like it is, man. I mean, I don't know about going crazy. You know, it'd be cool.
He's out now. You know that motherfucker. Right?
Would be. Nah, he's not off the office yet. He's still president.
No, he out.
No, he's not yet. He's, you know, he's still president. You know, I think it's when is the inauguration? I forget when the inauguration happens, but
whoa, wait. Everybody out there.
There's a special where I feel we should celebrate this certain culture every single month. But Black History Month is coming up. So shout out to the month of February, which I feel should be at least noticed every day, noticed or have cultural awareness every day about our Black culture, especially in the in this country of America.
Well, that's nice, but that's not a real big deal to me. You know, should be that way anyway. You know, why does it have to take a certain time? The shortest month of the year, you know, to recognize Black excellence. Like, that's because it's kind of fake and phony.
It's a slap in the face, but I mean, everybody should be aware of Black history.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with you with what you're saying. I mean, you said all the right things, but it's like, I feel a little bit salty about that, you know, but whatever, you know. I will say this though, you know, learn about yourself. You know, I think a lot of white people, when they grow up, they really think they're perfect. Because, like, they really don't know, like, they're not aware of, like, a lot of this shit that they have done historically. You know, like, they've done a lot of fucked up things historically, man. And I'm not saying put yourself down and look down on yourself. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, just be realistic. Like, this is, you know, like, you know, you take the page of Germany. Like, Germany had a fucked up time in their country, you know, saying during the Nazi era. You know, it's like, and they acknowledge it. They teach it. They're like, okay, this shit happened. This is what happened. You know, it was fucked up. And, you know, and they own it up to it. Like, hey, you know, we fucked up, and that's the past now, and we over it. But, I mean, that's what happened, though. That's what the fuck white people need to do here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then when you tell the story, it's like you fabricating it, and you're like not being truthful, you know? That's just like a buddy of yours that you know, and you know that they a fucking liar, right? You know it. And they telling a story, and you know, because they have a history of lying, you don't all the way believe them. You know what I'm saying? And then that's white people, you know what I'm saying? They're telling you a story, and it's like, you know that they're lying. It's like, you don't believe them, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, you know, the white people I'm referring to are the educators or the researchers, the writers that write this stuff. And it's like, that is not what happened to the Native Americans. You know, keep it real. You know, we celebrate a holiday about this bullshit ass story about, you know, white people, white settlers, for one thing. You're right, settlers. You know what I'm saying? Having a feast with Native Americans. It was such a friendly, you know, they teach you this bullshit in grade school, you know, and, you know, second, third grade or whatever. Like, why are you brainwashing these kids to think that you guys were so jolly? Like, stop it. So it's like they really think that they're perfect. It's crazy. Like, they have no flaws. They haven't, you know, as far as their history goes. But then they are taught, or they recognize, or not even recognize, but they think that Black people are all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, these motherfuckers is dumb, stupid criminals and all this, whatever. And then I'll tell you this too, that shit is traumatic, because, like, you were told and taught that, like, your ancestors had, you know, had slaves, and the slaves they had were Black people. And then now you guys, you know, you got to respect these people as human beings all of a sudden. Like, that's kind of fucked up, you know. But you have to know that the way that they did it, right? And they also thinking that it was our fault. It was our ancestors' fault. I think that needs to be researched a little bit more. Me, even as a kid, I never bought into that. I'm like, there's more to it than that. Okay, all right, my ancestors traded each other in, and get the fuck out of here. And where they taking them is just fucking, if the whole thing was a planned scheme. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that is their fault. This is a scheme. These people are indigenous. So you're exploiting indigenous people. You come from an advanced civilization with all these technologies, you know, the weaponry and these ships you guys come in, and you guys are like, oh, that's their fault. No. You planned all this shit. You're exploiting these people. No, that's not their fucking fault. That's your fault. Because this is your whole scheme that you have going along. Guess where you're taking these people? You're taking these people to a castle that you built to hold them in until the ship comes and ship them on out. That's fucking crazy. And then what you're doing to them is not just labor. It's sex slavery too. So you can do whatever the fuck you want to do to these people. You know what I'm saying? The shit is sickening. Tell it like it is. That's what the fuck it was. It was sex slavery. It was just all around slavery. And it was brutal. It wasn't no friendliness going on. You know, like they, so stop going around thinking that you perfect. You know what I'm saying? You not. I just think that there's some things, there's a lot of things that we've learned from this event, man. And it just needs to come out there and things need to be fixed. But I'm going to explain this in a minute. You know, this fuckery is not going to stop anytime soon. I know that. I realize that. But, you know, I'm looking at, I just read something about California Capitol might be stormed. You know, like these people are really plotting to really try to take over some shit. They from fucking Hillbillyville in California and probably surrounding California areas. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a lot of hillbilly areas in California, man. You know, you'd be surprised. And you know, there's people like that have that mindset even in the LA area. I'm sure there's people who have that mindset. You know, this superiority type shit going on or whatever. You know, and trying to colonize some shit and all that, like, you know, just some crazy ass shit.
I don't know why most LA people, I just can't
stand. Really? Hey, me and you're on the same boat, man. You know, hell, that could be a whole nother episode, but yeah, my experience in California, man, like, them people, some people were cool, but a lot of the ladies are very materialistic, man. They're terrible. They're very materialistic. Like, you say in this raggedy ass area, and you want all this from a guy, like, and then it's so hard to get things established out there, man. It's so expensive, man. How do you expect this so much from a guy, you know? And hell, it's just hard to even survive. You know, it's ridiculous out there. Even if you do got some things going and you make decent income, I mean, it's still not easy because, like I said, it's expensive to live out there. The property, that property ain't even worth that. You know, that property out there is shitty. You know, it's small. You know, you can't park nowhere. Hell, you can't even turn around. You're like, can I fucking turn my fucking head without running into the neighbor's yard? You know, like, it's ridiculous. You ain't got no fucking room out there. So anyhow, yeah, they are. You know, property out there and just everything out there, it's expensive. You know, it's ridiculous, man. Groceries probably cost more out there, and you know, gas costs more in California. You know, gas is ridiculous. You know, all that, man. Yeah, fuck LA, seriously. Whoa, I didn't mean to say that. They come out. Hey, LA is a great place to visit. I don't want to say that. You know, it is. It's a great place. It's, to me, it's a great place to visit. You can do everything in LA. You know, that's probably why the people act the way they act. You know what I'm saying? They feel that they don't need to go anywhere else. So they, you know, and then Hollywood and television just really just blew up the image of LA in particular and got people thinking that it's more than what it is. But you know, that's probably the reason why they have this mindset. You know, but anyhow, hey, they think whatever they want to think. You know, deep down inside, they probably want to agree. Oh man, him with his little white chick voice. You know, L is really good with voices, man. Like I said, L is a product of realism because he's with the podcast, but he don't know that Ray Will got some plans for him. But anyhow, so
big moves, man.
But changes need to be made, y'all. But these fools is still plotting, man, and they ain't gonna stop. You know, things ain't going their way. That's why things is not going their way, and they just want to act like asses right now. But they need to fix the main problems that they got. America do need to make some changes, man. Seriously, man. You know what they need to change too? They need to change the qualifications of what it means to become a president. Like, I'm sorry, but Trump shouldn't have been even eligible to become president. He shouldn't have even been on the ballots. They need to make like another amendment or something, say like, oh, you gotta have these qualifications in order to become president. point blank, period, man. We cannot have this happen again where you got this idiot as president. And then you had Kanye going around trying to run for president. He was actually on some ballots. Like, is this a joke? You know, and people take that more of a joke than Trump. Me, I take it evenly. Like, to me, Trump was a joke. When I saw that Trump wanted to become president, I was just laughing. I was like, wow. Like, you know, and people allow fiction to determine reality. So people saw him on The Simpsons, and I guess people felt that, oh, it was meant for him to become president. You know, you got people who think like that, you know? You know, where you allow science fiction to predict the future or predict reality. Like, no, stop that. Even with the with Terminator, you know what I'm saying? Where you got robots that are predicted to take over the world. It does not have to happen like that, you know? Stop allowing these crazy idiots to make these robots. You know, well, not allowing, people gonna do it anyway, but stop accepting that, you know what I'm saying? It does not have to end up like that, you know, or, you know, artificial intelligence and all this. You know, stop it. I guess that's what people want to happen, you know what I'm saying? Let alone that that's what they want to happen. But science fiction is really fucking y'all heads up, or just fiction, period, man. Like, Donald Trump did not have to become president because of the fucking stupid ass Simpsons, okay? So, we need to make some changes. And I know I keep saying that shit. I'm beating it like a fucking drum, but
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. We do need changes in the country, and I'm not really politically correct a lot of times, so I won't speak on the whole Trump situation, because I like to let 2020 and the years behind it just stay in the years behind it, you dig? But shit is mad right now, you know what I'm saying? Shit is mad, and we all need to just be together and, you know, do for our families, do for the better for the next 10 years and get this cheddar, you know? So there's a lot of things that we can do that literally take the world by the hands, right? Because you can see everything going on in the world, and then you're like, to yourself, how can you change that? How can you change the title on the news or things like that? You can't really change that title. What you can do, though, is change yourself. You can change the situation that you're in.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So don't worry about the situation that you can't change, and worry about the situation that you can change.
Exactly.
And that's all I got to say.
Hey, that's pretty much all we trying to tell y'all, man. You know, make some changes on your own. You got a problem, try to fix it. Try to help it. You know, you got a problem with a certain race of people, and, you know, and you can't. And then what it is that it's making you become destructive. It's making you violent, vigilant. That's not good. It's not. This person ain't did shit to you. That's what. That's what makes it even worse. Like, what is this person doing to you? Relax. Okay? And then accept diversity. It's okay that somebody else looks a little different. What the hell does it matter? Like, when you watch sports, when we watch the Olympics, I know you're proud of black people then. You're proud of your country, right? Because a lot of black people are great athletes, and we win a lot of fucking medals for this fucking country. You know what I'm saying? And everybody contributes. We talk about diversity here. You know, all kind of different races of people. That's one thing that makes America beautiful, is that different people from walks of life came and settled and became a citizen here and has contributed. And you can see that on display during the Olympics. Man, you can say that again. And let me give y'all a little reference over right here, whatever, right? Them East Africans, right? Them motherfuckers can run. They got a lot of endurance, right? Whoa, who the fuck do you think was building those pyramids? Somebody who got a lot of endurance, who can withstand all that fucking heat in that environment? I'm just saying. So, no, they not running from the lions. They know how to tame them motherfucking lions, man. Nah, they know how to tame them lions.
When he come, you better get everything on the floor, man. we have powerful people in this country of the U.S., and we also have powerful people across the world, Europe, Asia. Not for nothing, but everybody, do you realize that one culture classic that really everyone, you know, comes across their mind? Enter the Dragon. You know, do you understand that we love culture, but we love it to our extent? You see what I'm saying? We love it when it's cool, the quote unquote cool. Well, guess what? We control cool. The minority, the black, the Hispanic, the European, the Asian culture, we control that coolness, because the regular dude that doesn't know his roots, the regular woman that don't know where she's from, won't look or want to model herself after a person like Nefertiti, or want to model herself as a person Cleopatra, or model herself as a person like our first lady Michelle Obama. So you see what I'm saying? We have certain coolness that you want to, well, when I say you, I mean speaking on the quote unquote people that like to take the culture and just use it for them own. But then they don't want to be all the way down for that culture. See what I'm saying? So why is it like we control that cool? We minority in the country, we control that cool. But if you want to be down with that, or you want to have that coolness, why don't you try being yourself? Look up the roots that you come from. Be really down for your culture. And then things won't be as bad. You won't be living something that I like to call living a lie, because you're truly not looking at that mirror, because you haven't found yourself. So be ourselves. But for one thing, know ourselves. Know our culture. Know the culture around us. Don't just like it for the moment. Don't just like it for the classic movies or the, you know, classic music and this and that. Realize what you're doing. What realize where music comes from. We can go from the sound of reggae to the plain lands of West Africa, Nigeria, Senegal, those type of places where we have different type of instruments. We're talking about the Congos, talking different type of drums, different type of rhythm. Understand where music really comes from when you really want to latch on to the culture, or latch on to just the culture for that moment, but not be down for the whole thing. So be yourselves out there, and for the most part, know yourselves. Research. And ask why the hate, though. If we can all get together, do you realize the profit margin is crazy? Do you realize that when we hold each other's hand, the profit margin is crazy? Let's not kill each other, and let's build each other. Right? Let's build each other. Let's bet on a game. Oh, let's drop 500. Right? Let's have money in our pockets with each other, because we profiting off of each other. We profiting with each other. Let's not spill red, let's spill green. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I'm about to brown out on this topic too, man. It's either I'm going to be going all day, or I just got to cut it short. So that's all we got for y'all for this episode, y'all. Hey, keep tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Tell everybody else about us. Freedom of mind.